swing and jump on it and hardly ever lived on it. My daddy used to have these construction scaffolds, really, but we called them just tall sawhorses. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they're made out of maybe 10 foot 2 by 4s, mm-hmm. you know. It was just a little narrow platform on top. We used to get on top of those things and pull the swing up and swing off, and then somebody would come back and you'd jump on there and go double on the thing.
Oh, my heavens.
Yeah.
It's a wonder you're still alive.
I mean,
really?
Jumping 10 feet
yeah.
onto the swing to jump double
to jump
on top of
on
someone.
Top.
I mean, you get to thinking about that.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, it is, really. That's neat.
About 100 times.
Did anybody ever play on a board that was kind of like a real limber plank and jump up and down on it?
Well, yeah, but...
You didn't have a name for it?
I think I've heard it called a teeter. But... It wasn't one of our things.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a container to carry coal in?
A bucket.
What would run from the stove to the chimney, like if you had a wood-burning stove?
Well, they call it a flue.
Would a flue be the same as a stovepipe?
Yeah. Or stovepipe.
Mm-hmm.
Stovepipe or flue would be ideal for me, but then... A flue could also be part of a chimney. But I mean, you could call the whole thing a flue, but a stovepipe was just a stovepipe.
It was just a
stovepipe. Didn't go any further than the chimney
mm-hmm.
entrance.
Mm-hmm.
But you could call the whole thing a flue if you want to.
Oh, now this is something that, like, just a little, sort of little vehicle, and it's got one wheel and two handles, and you pick it up and wheel it along.
A two-wheeler?
Okay.
A cart?
This is something to carry heavy things in, like a
wheelbarrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it was a wheelbar.
Wheel.
A wheelbar. But I realized it had another syllable on somewhere along.
a small rock that you might use to sharpen tools that you could carry around with you to sharpen tools.
Well, we called it a wet rock or a wet stone.
Mm-hmm.
But now I see it called an Arkansas stone, which
oh,
surprised
really?
Me. Yes.
I never heard that.
Yeah, they're in boxes and stores, Arkansas stone.
Huh. Oh, now, another thing to use to sharpen things with, that it has a wheel that you turn.
Well, we call them a grinder. Or a stone.
Mm-hmm.
Or just a stone.
Mm-hmm.
Grindstone.
If your mother were cooking and she, you know, was going to bake something and she didn't want it to stick, what would she do to the, what did she do to the pan? Keep from sticking.
She put butter on it, or grease the pan.
She greased the pan?
Yeah. Like biscuits or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
she greased the pan.
If you had grease all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
Greasy,
yeah. If you had a door hinge that was squeaking, you might have to
oil it. We wouldn't lubricate it.
the stuff they used to burn in lamps?
We used to call it coal oil
mm-hmm.
and then kerosene.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a lamp that
but
was just
coal oil was the name.
Was the name back
then. I mean, I never realized that kerosene was the same thing as coal oil.
I didn't know it was the same thing either. I'd heard both names, but I thought they were two different things.
Apparently, they're the same thing.
Yeah, I know now that they are, but I didn't
not
know.
Not call them a lantern fuel, I know that.
A lantern?
I said, I know it's not lantern fuel.
Lantern fuel? Lantern fuel, I never heard that.
Well, today, you know, it comes in a can.
Oh,
Coleman lantern fuel.
Oh, well, I didn't even know that.
It
may
not
how
be
fancy.
The same.
How fancy? It probably is.
Yeah.
It's just coal oil, probably. Yeah. Oh, do you know of a name for a kind of a, just a... lamp made with a rag and a bottle and kerosene just to make sure.
I don't recall.